every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
Nobody knows quite when you say goodbye to somebody, that'll be the last time you say goodbye to them.
Yo.
Which is a big thing.
Yeah.
When you think about going to work this morning, or going to dropping your kids off at school, or whatever, that might be the last time that you get to kiss your kids. I'm also a parent, and yes, I know how I would feel having to be in a position where I'm being given the news that my child was in an accident and they're no longer here. So I can only imagine, actually I can't begin to imagine,
yes,
what parents, what family are feeling for the four young kids that tragically lost their lives on the weekend. One of the uncles is with us, Malcolm, this morning. Malcolm, I have no words for you other than to offer you our deepest sympathies for you and the family on the loss of young Adrian. Good morning.
Hi. Morning. I thank you guys for the condolences and everything like that. Honestly, we as a family, we appreciate it.
You think to yourself, it's Wednesday, and you every day you're if you're getting any sleep, you're waking up thinking this is a nightmare, that it's got to end. This can't be real, you know. That like sometimes someone's going to say, it's not. This isn't the reality, and that must be going and playing over and over and over in the family's head. Malcolm, I know that something special is happening tomorrow, and there's a very special memorial taking place tomorrow. So, I mean, we don't want to talk too much about, you know, what the family's going through, because we can only begin to imagine the devastation. But I know that you would like to create something where people can get involved and show their respects, and importantly, help the family out in a tough time, financially even. And nobody takes a policy on a 15-year-old child, you know. There's things that are needed to be covered now, and the family are going, well, where do we even begin?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, if you're like a single parent, you don't plan for these things, so you don't expect these things to happen to your children. So most parents don't have policies out on their children.
Absolutely.
All if they're a single parent. Financially, they just scraping by, probably, just to make ends meet and to look after their children, make the best for their children.
And I want to talk a little bit about how people can help the family out right now. I know that there are many people that don't know the family, but they know that what you're going through is something that they can't quite comprehend themselves. How can they help the family? What's happening tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, we, as the Viking community, are all getting together, and we're going to have a memorial run for Adrian. We're going to go there, and we're going to obviously say our goodbyes to him and everything like that, because he meant a lot to us.
Absolutely.
And he was so involved in the Viking community. He actually, I think it's 2 weeks ago, he was giving food out to the community, to unprivileged children and families that can't afford to have a meal for the night. That's who Adrian was. He used to love to support people that you need, for all children that has difficulties health-wise in life, because his sister is going through the same issues.
Malcolm, I would like to, and everyone that's listening, the biking community at large, tomorrow there's a very special memorial run. And if you can be a part of that run, if you can be a part of remembering not only Adrian, but everyone that was involved in that tragic accident, we think of Adrian, we think of a single parent bringing Adrian up, and the absolute devastation of having to bury her child. Mm. And thinking to herself, the last thing a parent should think about is, how can I afford to bury my child?
Sure.
You don't even want to even have that conversation. So tomorrow there's a memorial run. If you can help out in any way to help the family by being there and maybe making a donation towards the family and helping them at least give Adrian the burial he rightly deserves, that would be incredible. Do we know, Malcolm, what time more or less this is taking place tomorrow?
All the bikers are going to meet up at Swan Acre at 6 o'clock. We call it a clutch out.
Right.
It's at 6:30, where we will be driving from Swan Acre Mall down to the accident scene, and obviously everyone else that's in vehicles that is maybe going to make a little bit of obstruction for the bikers. We're asking you guys to just please park on the left-hand side, sure. Wait for us on the left-hand side, yes. Over there, because we will obviously come through on the right-hand side, and then you guys can be there for us as a family and support the mother in this obviously difficult time.
Malcolm, I don't know, as a parent, and I think the community of the Western Cape, on a weekly basis, we hear of tragedy that happens, but never, ever, ever do we ever feel that it'll happen to us, or that it'll be our children, or it'll be our family that it happens to, until it does happen. And then as a community, we have to rally around each other. We have to support, love one another, and be there in times of need. Mm. So, Malcolm, to you and the family, we surround you with love, our thoughts, our prayers, and importantly, tomorrow evening, if you can be there, you don't have to be on a motorbike. You can be there in person, 6 p.m., Sonaker Mall. The family are there. There's a bank account there as well if you'd like to make a donation. There will be people there as well. Importantly, to show respect for four beautiful young lives lost too soon. Malcolm, thinking of you, thinking of the family, like I said, it's very, very tough to even have a conversation with you because I don't even know where to begin. But I know that there are so many people that are surrounding you with love and prayer and just knowing that so many people that you'll never meet and you'll never know are keeping you in their thoughts and prayers.
It's so true what you are saying, because there's so many people that have reached out to us already, sent us their condolences and everything, and we thank each and every person.
Malcolm, sending the family love and prayer, and however we can help out, like I said, we're here for you.
Thank you so much. We, as a family, obviously thank everyone, and we thank you guys, and we appreciate it so much.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.